Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
Hey yo, we was having a ball, and you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it?
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Never had nobody like this. Had lipstick kiss like this. Girl, come with the drop of a dime. But the kitties ain't quite like mine. See, I got this little thing that I do. If you were my man, I would do it to you. Thanks for the drink, but you better move. Cause I'm up in here with dudes.
And I'm the shit with this shit.
A girl with an ass so fat. I'm not a stripper, but I dance like like that. I'm not a stripper, but where the money at? I'm not a freak, I'm not a nasty hoe. Well, I'm lying, but I'm classy though. I'm like you, I wanna get it. To the bedroom, hit it. I'm not a diss, I got a brain. You saw my titties before you see my face. It's all good, nigga, don't be shame. I will feel the same, cause I know you.
Yeah, I'm the shit.
Do what I do, so I need to make sure you on point. Okay? Alright.
Temperat purus et subtili.
Omnia sol temperat purus et subtili. Nuovo mondo ederat faciem aprimis. Omnia sol temperat purus et subtili.
Make me feel that I This house, living in walls of division and chaos, where once we ruled the airwaves for Facebook likes, we've become slaves, can barely find a kind word anywhere. Smoke and ash fill the air, no touch of oxygen in this atmosphere. Poets and artists use their words in pain. We cry out for compromise, but we cry in vain. You covet what you see, motivated by a need. On OPP you feed, planting these rotten seeds. With pens that are this mighty, each word is too precious. Slinging blood ink nightly turns the message vicious. Open minds are withering. Respect is a quaint refrain. We don't air out our differences. We give each other migraines. You call it just a style of spit to cough up nasty rhetoric. Make it rhyme with a little cleverness when really you're just talking shit. Did summer set on a poet's dream? Were my hopes just too extreme? To share a message from healing pens, we must first return to being friends. Own our shit and be open to feedback. Collaborate and drop the attack. There is no person who is a throwaway that we cut them out without hearing what they say. And if we speak, but the answer is still no, then accept it and move on. Let that shit go. And that's that piece. Next artist.
Right, right. End of an era. Did I dare share a tale of two hearts? Caught up in our world's words, seeking lines unheard. Dictionary detective, post objectives. Poet majors show favor to the structured thought. I thought flow was the game. Insane frames of patterns that turn words into lanterns, lighting a way to say what it is that we say every day, but in a unique way. I must stay the course, of course, though I can be coarse, divorce myself from the mainstream, from the literary creamers, the eyeglass steamers, loin pulsing, heart thumping, masturbatory schemers, dreamers of fantasies, exploratory, romanticizing, not even close to a hands-on thing. It feels right. The appeal's right. Words tight like a play. It plays out displayed. Words seen. Damn, did I just drop some mescaline? Because I'm tripping. Left leg fell the nerd. Eclectic with my verbs. Iconic, so I've heard. It's ironic that my phonics often get me to the curb. My enthusiasm for the smooth contraptions. If you groove to my rap, then you'll peep how I match them. I write right despite the status quo. I may write a stagnant flow, but when I spit this wit, you know I came here to steal your show. I came here to silence your impudence. Damn, if I were a thread count, what would I be? Smoother than those soothers who try to follow me. You can swallow me because I always leave my flavor. A polished glass outcast. Hey, yeah, yeah. Major disruptor. Attitude flusterer. Mental corrupter. I'll change the flow on a dime. You look through yours to match mine. This ain't the show to call time. Be ready. And please don't ask if I'm on the line. Next artist.
Your mic is open. 562.
I found myself addicted. I had to drop digits. My wanting to hear sexy? Damn, I wanted to taste it. Like a drug, it had me. It was like confirmation, and in another moment, I had to have it, making those total scream once again. To have her taking me deep like my dreams, her calling my name, it's got me addicted. Next poet.
I can't take another hit. Another torpedoed relationship. I'm drawing the line in the sand. How much can one man stand? I'm not a fan of useless drama. Wish you were more like your mama. Because I need an old school situation. Candlelight dinners with a light conversation. I pay for peace to say the least. Still waters over drowning sorrows. Love me now, sweetheart, not tomorrow. Don't bury me with your past. Don't bother me if your love doesn't last. Please pass me by, don't even stop. Please take it easy on my broken heart. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy. Take it easy, baby. I love very deeply. My emotion I check, please believe me. When you look at me, do you really see me? Look, I just got my heart back together. I don't need stormy weather. What I need is a wonder forever. So be careful with the love you cause. Beware of this line you cross. My ship been tossed so many times like a tasteless fruit. That's turned to wine. Junk off that bullshit, but not this time. You see, I'm going to ask the right questions. And my past has taught me one important lesson. Sexual desires are just a band-aid. Do I really know this woman in my fantasy? Am I helping her to get over her truth? Is her heart healed from the last boon? Do I really got to pay his debt? For all the tears that she's wept, what do you expect? What will I accept? Am I here for you to bust a check? So take it easy. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy. I'm not here to sponsor a grown-ass woman when it comes to a con, I'm very fluent. But how did you pay your bills before I got here? Your emotions are so unclear, I swear. Maybe I'm just a little scared. Excuse me if I'm a little skittish, but I bear witness that my heart can't take another unhappy finish. Wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. Can't explain this love anxiety, obviously because she's sick of me. Into this thing before it even started, all I ever told that sister was take it easy. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy on my broken heart. In peace. On to the next.
How much love is really in those words you speak? Is it enough to last 365 days or just a few weeks? Is it enough to lift a mountain or just enough to cast a rock? Is there meaning behind those words or just let us combine to make a phrase? How much love is really in the actions you take? Is there enough love that you will paddle across the sea or just enough to cross over a creek? Is there enough love to swim the ocean deep or just enough to dive a few feet? How much love of your love burns for me? Is there enough that when you see me you feel the heat or just enough that a single flame dances to its own beat? Is it enough love that you would cherish me, or is it just enough that you can easily replace me? How much love do you really love me? In peace, next artist.
Jim Fatale here, Black Love Poetry Series. My piece is called Natural Queens. We shine in all shades, from the deepest dark chocolate to the high yellow lemony or albino glaze. And for the record, we will always shine, whether a title is yours or mine. A title given by man means absolutely beings compared to God's given, because he gives to the living from the heart of his throne the beat that carries his own weight and rhythm. And we don't care about your criticism. We walk that walk because it's our path to walk. We talk that talk because it's a free country while you gawk. You can't take away what God gave us. You can't silence our froze or put our luscious locks on hush. We tease your beauty standards, how we hold these man titles with ease, because we are natural queens by natural means. In peace.
Another rhyme river deeper than the meditations of a Hindu worshiper. unorthodox hip-hop minister. Villain 7 gets cheated, my thoughts swifter. You lose your balance when the sound hits you. Project for the fifth militia. A poet's under pressure, stressing that you get the picture. Even if it means you gotta hang over the canister. I pull a microphone on any pistol brandisher and take advantage of you cause you amateur. Style gunning down, your sound man and manager. What? This how we do it in the year for 9 cents with this deliberate attack on pointless rap shit. Breaking MCs down to fraction. Second quadrant, it's time to go to war. We fall react. The gun chant of the desperado. All double OCS, check the flow. If you don't like, I know, leave it over my toe. And that's the big shit, got to go. Ayo, it's the gun chant of the desperado. All double OCS, check the flow. If you don't like, I know, leave it over my toe. That's all the poor shit, got to go. The emperor, the universe explorer. Treat MCs like the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Leaving these niggas open like the box of Pandora. With styles that's newer than the world order. Approximately 3/4 in all of water. I shake the torture, then orchestrate the torture with roots and culture. The pilgrimage to the line of scrimmage up against your image. But life is a hype, and the strong get a percentage. It still is a war, and within it, I'm the lieutenant that surrounds it like a peninsula. Let us snap the pennant. You fold like Japan's guitars and fans. While I design a plan to make a rapper step like a pedestrian. I crush a mountain into grains of sand. Your pain stains the hand that held the mic inserted to the stand. The desperado that refused to follow. The fifth aficionado break you up into parts like vibrato. And ride like the dark of the night. Niggas are sweet and sound silly when they talk on the mic. They use a simple back and forth the same old rhythm is plain. I rap an ultra magnetize your brain. It's the hip hop purist that lead you lost like a tourist inside the chorus. Niggas is bringing up in forest as we breaking them down. The fraction, say it's squash run. It's time to go to war. We spawn react.
The gun chant of the desperado. All double OTS, check the flow. If you don't like, I know, then you know the motto. And that's the big shit, got to go. Yo, it's the gun chant of the desperado. All double OTS, check the flow. If you don't like, I know, then you know the motto. And all the poor shit, got to go. Yeah,
got to go.
A single pearl of cum on the tip of my tongue, yet the viscous gift slides down smoothly as lava covers rock, leaving one telltale sign. Involuntary spasms appear, resulting from the uvula's unpreparedness. The drums of the Y clan proceed and declare their imminent arrival. Skills of a prestidigitator, the subject disappears and emerges at rhythmic intervals. The cavernous vessel's temperature sends warm saliva exploring with purpose. A tongue of impressive agility introduces its aptitude. Passionate kisses send the wind whistling through the gap. Digital dexterity featuring opposable thumb. And so it begins. Digital dexterity featuring opposable thumbs. Passionate kisses that send the wind whistling through the gap. A tongue of impressive agility introduces its aptitude. The cavernous vessel's temperature sends warm saliva exploring with purpose. Skills of a prestidigitator, the subject disappears and emerges at rhythmic intervals. The drums of the Y clan proceed and declare their imminent arrival. Involuntary spasms appear, resulting from the uvula's unpreparedness, yet the viscous gift slides down smoothly as lava covers rock, leaving one telltale sign, a single pearl of cum tip of my tongue. I call this poem Push and Pull in Peace.
My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. Have I dismissed you for some superficial who's who? Hope you don't mind if I join you in a little parlay of words. There seemed to be some confusion on my part, probably during the discussion of art. This is where the saxophone starts to play a little John Coltrane. So here I am at this equinox, understanding while my lady sleeps. There's nothing others have that I have not. Validation means no validity to me. I've written in 88 keys. I spit live to a total stranger today, cause I fucking felt that way. Play, jazz man, play. My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. Have I kissed some upside down heart lips? Heartless to my own beat. Don't ask me to repeat that line. I'm coming to terms with being one of a kind. The sound alike's no sound bites, but it don't sound right coming from me. So I'm scatting like Ella in an upright bass frame of mind, whisking the snare drum in syncopated time. I was on that stage, at that stage, a certain style was all the rage. I played from sheet music I couldn't use. My style was a ruse. It wasn't spiritual. My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. No longer will I do cover songs. I'll take those natural reactions from the main attractions. Giving fractions of oneself never helps the sound. If I may be profound for a minute, I love the hurt and I'm not about to thin it. I'm about to spin it again. Style, where have you been? As I scroll up and down the scale and piano solo, my style begins to show. My cadence slows. My voice gets low. Early morning baritone. Early morning testosterone and the balance of the equinox shows. I spit live to a total stranger today, cause I fucking felt that way. Play, jazz man, play.
Walking this road is in our blood, boo. Living off the grid is nothing new. Taking to the streets is a really short trip, so maybe think twice before you trumps this flip. The threat of retaliation at inevitable failure will send some to the streets to try and take it there. You're new at this, so don't be surprised if the days of lynching has passed you by. This ain't like when your hockey teams lose and you terrorize Portland to get on the news. That matrix you've been in? Yeah, about that. Oh, you'll wake the hell up with the first skull crack. When you come, don't be alarmed. In fact, when they send for you to join, just stay the hell back. We've had generations to learn our battle stations and to make preparations for a full-on attack or what you know as a whip crack. Prepare for a case of some get back. We've taken your shit for quite long enough, and with the whole world watching, you're really not that tough. When we start bombing you for being unruly, we can then address your need to rule me. Remember all that rapist shit, that hang us from the tree shit, that beat us to our knees shit, that keep us from our men shit, that take away our kids shit, that keep us out the loop shit, that open season to shoot shit, that masses say jump nigga shit, that your power is bigger shit, that stay in your fucking place shit? Yeah. Well, welcome to the streets, bitch. Well, for you, this might be it. Survival of the fittest. We ain't new to this here shit. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, just ain't gonna be. When your man is impeached and you come for me, I'm caving in your fucking chest. Watch and see. You should have got a treatment for that OBTD, oppression-based traumatic disorder, gone wrong. Don't bother looking it up, it won't be that long. I know you remember that scene from America X when you watched him do it like you were having sex, giving us curbside service from the bottom of a boot. How many of us will flash on that before we shoot? Yeah, it's just a movie, but it made your dick hard. when you've got all the power of a preschool crossing guard. In fact, some preschool is going to kick your ass. These kids out here are just too damn bad. They all have been raised to remember Trayvon Martin and will beat you to death before they die over some Skittles, which just leaves us here in the middle. The reality is we're supposed to finish you all. They'll send out the black cops and the black army too, and then bomb the whole neighborhood, including them, us, and you. I know it sounded like the Pumpkin Man was singing your battle cry, but that bitch has already given up the ghost and is sending you here to die. Do yourself a favor. Give yourself time to recover. Share a beer with your neighbors and your brothers. Have several seats and drink it off. And celebrate that this insane shit show is over. Try to find a way through the gate that's been opened and embrace the end of the manageable black token. This could be the key to us all improving our lives. If all of us try, it's our country that thrives. See, equality, that is, and will always be. Embrace a better future as it unfolds for all to see. And if ever you miss your preferential treatment, I can still treat you to a lump that will need medical treatment. Just do your best to strive for the peace. Let the oppression cease. Let the oppression cease, or it will be an in peace. In peace.
I would hold you to a mirror that you may experience my pleasure in seeing you. I can only love you if you love you. Watch my expression as I caress that mark. It doesn't change, so don't rearrange your hands. Put them down. I want to see it. I even want to be it. It's a part of you. I want to be a part too, not apart from you. I can't stand it when you leave. I want to see it, every flaw, every mar, every scar and imperfection. I want to caress them and God bless them, for they are a part of you. I want to touch you too. And I'm touching you so that you can see what I see. Now pretend that you're me and that smile on me is you. Are you starting to feel it too? Look at you. Getting all loose and relaxed with my visual attacks. My lips smack as I taste you. That's improper too, but ooh. When I see you, getting near you, I can hear you. But your eyes are silent. Where I can truly see, now look at me. Can you feel my perception from behind? It's direct, isn't it? It's direct, isn't it? Mirrors reflect images often misinterpreted, so use my eyes instead and see what I see. Do you see what I see? Do you want to be me and ravish it? Then be you and let me have it. Accept that you're art to me. It's hard for me to love you when you don't, and some just won't care. That's what I fear for you. Now turn away and face me. Is it clear to you? That these are tears for you suffered so in vain. I'm the man to help you see. Take another look. You're not incomplete. You can compete with the best of them while the rest of them drown in shallow pools. Play by your rules. Don't accept the unacceptable. Nothing you reflect is rejectable. You don't need me to tell you you're beautiful. Oh, I'm still going to do it. Now you know. And that smile just proved it. Next artist.
The sun would be another day of hell in the streets. The city of homeless like me, handout, no one gives a damn. New castles in the wood, hunger is on the menu. Night creatures, sidewalk living, can you feed me? Death be the smell they're given. The city of angels, now devils ruled by demons in blue. People walk by, damn, I know you, thinking how long before it's me. You see, there's 8 billion closed minds breeding empty, death dealers leading inherit destruction from indifference. You see, the rules of engagement, connotations, you can't do what we do. Open carry was written to get rid of you. You're gonna be dead, son. Gun in hand, target be your name, your women, children too. You can see that on the evening news. Unwritten rule, my get out of jail card, one of you, dead, forgotten, echoing how we made America great again. Dark Man Blues, next poet.
My father always gives me life's jewels, words to live by, God's incredible truths. In the matters of love, be careful what you do. Never jeopardize your afterlife. Always make your woman your wife. Now, brothers, if you have to think about this twice, have no hesitations, no worries, of course, but fornication is worse than 1,000 divorces. Imagine how exciting and gratifying your wedding night will be. Two starved lovers covered by the G-O-D, vowing to be together divinely in this moment. When more, we are family, king and queen in our own living destiny, bound by the Most High. This is why I would never take another man's wife. Adultery is one of the Lord's wickedest crimes. So forgive me if I ever cross that line. People be sending their representatives covered in love, and it's foolish pride praying for a married couple's demise. Allow the union to take its natural course, and remember your karma will be worse than 1,000 divorces. The green is never better on the other side. The safety's in marriage for one's life. 9 out of 10 dots are trying to kill your behind. But at last, be wise, for goodness sake, because 1 out of 1 wife is praying for you to come home safe. Did you see the tears on her face? The social media hounds are watching, and they're dying to take your place. The disgrace of it all, too heavy to bear. The respectful stories, too nasty to share. Your marriage is yours, deny, opinionated is. Don't crash and burn your purpose. Don't give in to evil forces. Again, fornication is worse than 1,000 divorces. In peace.
My mind is a knowledgeable mind, a dreaded mind of seismic vibration, elevating me to rejuvenation, celebrating a Nubian nation. But let me pause and take a breath before I begin to relate to you the mental state that grew from the dreaded root, producing an impressionable peach of the low. But the pit is where you will find my astronomical globe. Embedded deep within this naturalistic sin of human nature is the beauty of Nefertiti, this treaty between the Sahara sands, Egyptian-laden land, is the compromise. My life for your dreaded truth is what I am seeking. Poetess April J. Armstrong, till next peace.
It's been days since my self-esteem has held you in high regard. Damn writer's block. And this time away from you has shown that I'm usually the only one left scarred. Because the block plays for keeps as it dumps its empty, mindless heaps of bullshit in my mind. And you slip from my grip again, and my mind can't handle the separation anxiety. The words wouldn't form to describe this loss because my mind was indeed empty. But how hollow the shell that was my body did miss the warmth of the order that is currently written on my heart to love you. I never meant for the separation to last any longer than a day or two, because my very lifestyle was created to revolve around my kind of ink splatter. My sanity has been spared a life of stress and pain because you say my thoughts matter. You are the genre that gives me the platform on which my voice speaks, and the reason for writing the words that others hang on to when their outcomes seem bleak. The inner strength that allows my thoughts to unleash the power to make my enemies rethink, relaying wisdom in my writings to keep us in step and render us in sync. I rely heavily on your door to open the canals of every ear or every third eye to see through nonsense as well as hear. You are a true manifestation of my thoughts, words, and actions. And as my mind continues to make traction in my particular style of artistry, I want the world to see how writer's block or anything else will never cloud our transparency, because I love every facet of you, poetry. In peace.
MD Live with her curves. When I think of the perfect body type, I visualize my wife. From the boldness in her eyes to the sway of her back, from the curve in her thighs to the steps in her stride. Her curves are like, let me think. They are like when I write my poetry using calligraphy. I hold her the same way I hold my pen, with just the right amount of pressure, so that I can feel every word her body writes within my hand. I begin to trace over her curves like a kid tracing letters. Her curves are a hidden treasure beneath her clothes that I can't wait to explore. Her curves are not her flaws. Within my eyes, she is flawless. In peace.
We just made the 5-minute cutoff before the hour is up. So rather than have anyone else cut off, we are going to bring in the last poet, and then we are going to close the show. I have to say, for a first go, this was pretty impressive. For everyone new to a cipher, a poetic cipher, welcome. The rules are on the flyer. No introductions, no shout-outs. When the mic opens, you do your piece, and everybody did great. So thank you very much for bringing your energy and sharing your pieces. We're going to pull in the last poet, because we are now back at the top. The mic is yours.
Prolyrically incorrect. Now, where do I interject this thesis for my pieces? My pants ain't sagging, creaseless. The subject matter I hit on is ceaseless. Let me repeat this. I said, the subject matter I hit on is ceaseless. I didn't reach this level of completeness by showing weakness. No comments? Are you speechless? I'm going to preach less and show you the way I display a phrase. You're going to see what I say. In a way, you're in a play. A comment shows this tale ever so rare. I'm showing my ass off right here. I can take you in a minute and make you feel like you're there. I can write as a great lover so you motherfuckers can feel this here. Duck and cover when my lingo gets gritty. Then the next beat gets witty. Y'all ain't catching the drift of this shit. Off the spliff that you hit. Oh, you be reading this again. I'm not as humble as I think I am. What did this motherfucker just say? God damn. Well, I got those thoughts from a doctor's ink blot. Y'all remember psych ward, fourth floor? When they tried in vain to keep my brain on lock. Yeah, I got it like that. And then I think, not. Let me reopen my humble door. I remember the days of coping around on the floor. I'm on the fringe of this or that. I keep my choices diversely fat. Yeah, I'm that cat in the hat. Mellow and laid back, savvy with an axe. Relax, I won't kill you in my next piece. But you might be my next piece if I get around to it. If I can get around through it. A not so subliminal or profound usage of words. Proliterically incorrect as they come. Yeah, I'm just a bum, a no one. Did I show me how it's done? How to write for fun, how to write to stun, trip out in daze and amaze, how to tactically engage. You feel it now, don't you, baby? Stoke place is so crazy, so sexy, so perplexing, so proprietary. You know it's about you. You feel me, boo? Jazz grooves, old school, new school, blues rule, but I digress while I progress. This is just my process. It doesn't take balls to drop this, but you have to taste the pear for this knowledge. You want to go to college? Then swallow my tomorrows and suck on my yesterdays. I'm here to teach you a better way, a day-to-day way of living, a way to say how you're feeling, to keep your conscience reeled in. I spills that kind of verbiage. Some you never heard of yet. Some you never will get because it was written that way. While spitting from another dimension, you can change the wordplay, change the meaning while still demeaning poetic scheming, the fine print. Much like those constitutional documents, I read like a lawyer, write like a criminal. Political assassin for those corrupt individuals. Verbal assassin for those up to jock my spiritual. I digress again, and in stresses when I write with more heart. Is that how some shit starts? Because I want to write. Questioning myself, I put it on the paper. Answering myself, nah. It's time for the pill. It's time for the ill. It's time for the thrill of a reader's reaction, the skeezer attraction to sexual happenings. For some a distraction, I said this was prolyrically incorrect. It's my piece. Thank y'all.
For the madness to cease, we need an end piece. A full cap on the jar that hit us with no holds barred. Running sands through the glass bury the most recent past, and we stand now at the precipice, aghast. For at last, we get an answer to the question asked, that there is a higher power, was never doubted. Many have felt the presence and will shout it, yet others still remain unsure about it. They experience God like a power outage, leaving courage and common sense rerouted. By all accounting, the fat lady has shouted, the world as known is falling down around us, that the struggle is real, is now compounded. In the absence of courage, evil has sprouted. What once was ill-advised is now retiled and regrouted. Marksmen and techies are now heavily scouted. Imaginarily unfulfilled millionaires feeling reignited wanted a piece of a pie they felt we denied them. Still sipping the poison fed to them undiluted, wanting their supremacy to be undisputed, while we scratch our heads wondering how they could do this. What are they, stupid? Yet they scratch their heads, wondering why we do this, wanting our self-sufficiency to be undisputed, still sipping the poison they fed us, diluted, wanting a piece of a pie that we feel they denied. Imaginarily unfulfilled millionaires feeling reignited, those with real vision are now heavily scouted. What once was ill-advised is now bouted. That the struggle is real is now compounded. The world as it was known is falling down around us, leaving courage and common sense rerouted. We experience God like a light during a power outage, yet others still remain unsure about it. Many have felt the presence and will shout it, that there is a higher power was never doubted. And now we know we're the answer to the question asked. Running sands through the glass, buried the recent and distant past, but not fast enough to cover up what we can no longer last. for the madness to cease. We need an end peace, and by that I mean never cease. We are the end that is peace. And that's that show. Thank you for coming to No Host Bars.
Hosted by Uprising Radio.